plagued a potential nugget.
In your journey, you were a part of the Indian team, and then you went on to captain the Indian team in hockey. What's that delta from being a good player to a good captain? In your experience, personal experience, but also when you see players rise from the level of a player to a captain, what's your view on what are some of the skills that sort of muscles that need to be built to make that jump?
I think one is that you have to have certain skill sets that win you the respect of your team. Mm-hmm. So it may be playing, you don't necessarily need to be the best player in the team, but you need to be the best in your role. So in a cricket team, you can't have 11 guys who are good batsmen, or you can't, there's a balance that needs to be brought to a team. You need good batsmen and good bowlers and good all-rounders and a wicketkeeper. Sure. Same with hockey, right?
Sure.
So I was a defensive midfielder. In my 180 matches, I never scored a single goal for India. But I was good in, I was the best in my role as a defensive midfielder. And I think it's that's important, that your role in the team should be well defined. You should be the best, and you should, your skill set should win you the respect.
Okay.
I think it really helps if your communication is good with the team, both one-on-one as well as with the entire team as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think third, it's important to be fair to everyone. That's important. And last but not the least, I would say it's important for the captain to lead by example. So if it's pushing yourself in training every single day, pushing the team, and going through the hard grind every single day, every single team meeting, every single training session, every single match, and that's something that was, that came very naturally to me. I've always been extremely determined and push myself every single day. I will not be happy if I give anything less than 100% in whatever I do. So I do few things, but I make sure that I do it really well. So I think for me, again, I've been lucky that I've always got along with everyone. I love being around people. I hate doing anything in isolation. I don't care if I'm the team leader or not, but I just love to be part of a team.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah.
And as you look around, again, if you were to give your views on what differentiates the great captains from the good captains, where is sometimes the edge that some captains have who sort of go on to become really legendary?
I think it's just about your personal rapport and inspiration. And I think that's what I said about, you have to be good not just with one-on-one with an individual, but with getting the best out of the individual as well as the team as a whole. Because finally the team needs to be better or bigger than the sum of its parts.
Got it.
And you don't need the big names and the big stars in the team always. And you must understand that everyone cannot be the star in the team. There might be one, two or three of them in a team of 16. But together, when you bring that entire team together, the final output should be more than the sum of the individuals.
Got it.
And it's a skill set of the captain and the coach to bring out that best, to inspire them. And it's about dealing with people and individuals. And we must remember that every individual is different. So you might need to give galis to one guy, or you might need to put an arm around the shoulder of another guy. But I think understanding the mentality and the attitude of people is something that's very important.
Got it. The key takeaway for me here is that developing a player or a leader has to be specifically tailored to the unique context of the individual, both in terms of the bespoke development need that each person might have, but also in terms of the development approach. Each person is unique and responds to a different set of cues, and unless one recognizes the individual nuance, development efforts can often be futile. As Clay Christensen often says,
one size may fit nobody in such situations. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.